You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, I say this every week. Thank you so much for getting on board, becoming a part of this podcast. We've created quite a community. The emails keep getting better. They're fantastic. We spent this summer getting such a response. We are the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. We're hoping to become the official email, the official podcast of your shitty first semester back to school, you know, your shitty walk to class. Now we gotta extend ourselves. We gotta take that bump from the summer where you were sitting in a cubicle and push it into the new year. And I know a lot of you are starting to go to college, going to your first semester at college. Good luck. Have a great time. I know some of you are going back to school. Fucking crush it, dude and chick that is listening to this on the way, you know, hungover to class. So I know you guys are going back to school. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your new buddies, new fraternity brothers, new pledge brothers, new sorority sister, new pledge sisters. Let's get this started, though. I'm very excited to have our guest on this week. Very funny guy, comedian Doug Key. Thank you for coming on.
I really appreciate you having me on. This is my my first podcast in Stand Up New York Labs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's so cool, right?
You guys have the official setup. This is, wow.
It's like a real thing.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
This microphone, it looks comfortable. I want to just rest my head on it.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy has had his lips right against that. You know, you guys are basically making out right now.
I'm making out with comedy royalty right now.
Comedy royalty. That's the family. So, Doug, I'm pumped to have you on.
Thank you.
Can give some great advice. Doug is a fantastic looking man, good looking dude.
Well,
but you're always eating like the shit that I wish I could eat. You're like, it's Monday and you're having a sausage, egg, and cheese. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm on a diet every Monday for the last 10 years.
Like, you know what? They're like, how do you stay in shape? And as soon as I say genetics, they get even more upset with me.
It is genetics, though. That is less upsetting to me.
Really?
Because, like, what could I do? Like, there's nothing. At least I'm not fucking myself over. At least I don't know. Like, at least you don't know a secret recipe that I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You whack off every morning? That's what all I have to do?
That's it, man.
You know, like, at least I'm not, like, missing the boat. Like, there's nothing I can do. I can just be like, fuck it. I got to go to the gym. I got to do those things.
Yeah. There is something to be said about living in New York, though. Like, you're walking around everywhere.
Yeah.
If you lived somewhere else in the suburbs, like, I'd probably be a little more
I think in New York City, there's, like, you make up for it.
Yeah.
Because, you do a ton of walking, but then bars are open till 4 a.m.
Yes.
And you can get sausage, egg, and cheese on Monday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
At every corner, not just like a couple corners.
Yes, so you compensate everywhere.
Yeah, you compensate everywhere for all the walking. So I'm pumped to have you on.
Thanks.
You guys should all go support Doug. He's fantastic, so funny. At Doug Key Comedy on Twitter. He's also Douglas Key on Instagram. Ladies, you can go check him out, see, you know, how he's rocking.
Yeah. My profile's public.
There you go. And so you can test it and then get in. I hate when there's a chick that you look up.
Yeah.
You looked up a chick and you're like, private.
Private. And then you put a magnifying glass up to the little photo. You're like, all right, let's see all the details
in
this little circle.
Captain Ahab. Yeah. Just looking at his ship map.
Yeah. Then we just zoom in right here onto the pixels.
Yeah. You ever like have that, you find a girl who's like locked up and you're like, you have that 10 seconds of like, will she even notice if I request? And you're like, no, absolutely, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, sometimes in their bio, that's like, wife, mother of two, taken. It's like, all right, I see what you're doing there. I will not request
I went to the beach a couple weeks ago. I talked about it on this podcast, but I went to the beach a couple weeks ago. I hate when girls do that, like, white flag to, like, you're not, like, when they say things, you can just say you don't want to fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Or just say nothing at all.
Right.
And I just won't assume that you want to. Like, I'm just like, we were getting in a cab and we saw these two cute girls and we're like, you want to split the cab? And then the girl was like kind of drunk and like as she's getting in, she goes, yeah, but we're lesbians.
Oh.
And I was like, oh,
okay.
You're the worst. Let me live in the fantasy
Yeah.
that I've created. Like, I didn't, like, it wasn't like, oh, we got to split this cab.
get to sucking.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, thank you for letting me know your sexual orientation.
Yeah, well, she's not a lesbian. She was lying.
Right.
She's
thank you for making fun of other sexual orientation.
Yeah, just to show me you don't want to fuck me. I get it. You don't want me. That's fine. We're lesbians. Stop doing that. That's so horrible. Go follow Doug Key at Doug Key Comedy. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Read them up.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Send them in. Keep them coming. This one's great. Freshman girl. Sup, Jay Plain? Fuck coming up with clever nicknames. That's the best I've got. I'm cutting straight to the question. Fuck complimenting your podcast and introducing my school. Like every guy, frosh girls are on my mind going into the next school year. It's coming up. Freshman girls are aplenty.
Yep.
It's all coming.
Yep.
I had a great, and he puts in quotes, great idea to volunteer as a mentor for Frosh Week so I could have fun with the freshman girls before other guys even get there. Wow, this guy. This guy really wants to
fuck.
Wow.
He's got a plan.
He just shows up to school sweating, like with a full boner. He's like, I got to have the freshman girls. Yeah, he's maybe trying a little too hard here. My friends are telling me that I set myself up for failure because no girl is going to want to hook up with one of the Frosh Week mentors volunteers. How do I play it cool over freshman? He keeps calling it Frosh Week. There's your first piece of advice.
Yeah, that reminds me of high school.
Yeah, like, stop calling it Frosh Week.
Yeah. Frosh Week.
Frosh Week makes me want to like throw you over a cliff.
Yeah, no.
What's up, ladies? Welcome to Frosh Week, home, home of the I'll never get hard. You know, like what? What's the point? Let's start with that. Don't be too cool with the name. So he wrote, "How do I play it cool over Frosh Week to not ruin my chances with fresh produce being shipped in this fall?"
Wow.
Once again, fuck your podcast, but okay. I'll tell all my friends about it anyways and give your stupid iTunes rating. A Canadian listener since 2013. So what do you think the strategy? I mean, is he fucked for doing this?
And you're already confident enough to have this authoritative position.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, go after it. You seem like you got a plan.
Well, he's already doing it. He's got a plan. And I think part of that plan is he's already...
How do I play it cool is the question.
Well, I actually disagree with his friends. His friends bring up a good point about how the losers... that would volunteer for such a position. Like,
gotcha.
Hey, let me help you get that cart with your dad. And then you have to like play it nice with the
Make
dad.
Make it sound like you're reluctant to be there.
Yeah, you got to be cooler than the situation. You're a big fish, small pond, is how I see it. So you're going to stand out amongst the losers that volunteer. Like, you know, the Asian exchange student that's doing this because he's got to make some money.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, there's a difference.
That kid ain't really putting it out there.
No.
You got to put it out there, but in the most subtle of ways. Like, you're going to have the dad helping to move his daughter in.
Yeah.
And I know the thing I'm seeing online this week is all these people putting up signs that says, like, daughter drop-off spot.
Oh, Jesus.
That's funny. Like it's funny, like, or it's like, leave your moms here, too. Like, it's all these huge signs. And they're really funny, but they're funny from a block away.
Yeah.
They're not funny... when you whisper it, hey, pops, leave your daughter here with me. Like, daughter don't think that's so funny anymore.
Yeah, and there is something to be said about trying to play cool enough so it doesn't appear as if you're a predator.
Yes, and that's kind of the thing where if you...
It's a fine line.
Explaining this story, like explaining, so I'm trying to hook up, so that's why I'm volunteering professionally.
Right.
That sounds very creepy.
If he's a cool guy and he just hangs out and you know, he's likable, then I don't see it being a problem.
You also, what you do is, here's what you do. This is the move if I'm him.
Okay.
First of all, don't show up sweating and like put on this whole I need to fuck vibe. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to be cool guy vibe. Okay.
Right.
Because you're going to be cool because you're amongst the losers that would do this.
Right.
You know, the freshman help out week. Like I would never... Yeah. I would never even think of doing this. I got shit to do. I got to go sit on a couch and do nothing. You know.
So what's the actual position here? Well, like, what are they?
Well, what he's doing is he like first week of school, they'll have move-in week for the freshmen, so they can get there early and get acclimated.
Cool.
So they'll give him like a T-shirt that says like, you know, welcome week 2015, and he'll sit there and he'll either, you know, they do like they'll help you out with your bags.
Yeah.
They'll show you around. They'll give you different jobs. So he's doing that, which is like a loser position. Like I would never, like even as a freshman coming out, I'm like, oh, okay, not talking to these dudes.
Yeah.
Like they don't know the parties to go to, but he will know. So he's kind of an inside man.
Gotcha.
So the advice is, if this is the job where you're helping people, you got to help out the ugly chicks.
Okay.
Like the medium chicks, not ugly. Like you got to help out like, you know.
But close to the hot chicks.
Yeah, you need to help out the sixes, the sevens.
Right.
Because sixes and sevens get scooped up by nines and tens.
Exactly.
So you got to find like, you know, cool girl, mid-level hot type. Don't go for the hottest one because that's Everyone right. knows. She knows. You yeah, know. Yeah, yeah, the yeah. dad knows. Yeah. But if you go right below that, and I misspoke earlier. If you just go that next tier down.
Exactly.
And now she's going to have, and you got to have the one with the big personality.
Right.
The big personality girl, there's always going to be a girl pushing too hard with a big personality on that first week. And she's going to get a large swath of friends.
True.
So you play to her, mm-hmm. you become besties. You don't even push the hookup. She'll want to get with you because she's big personality girl.
Absolutely.
But don't hook up with her. Then you have, now you found, you know, your Chris Paul.
Right,
she's dishing
right.
you off tens.
Yeah.
You know, oh, he was so cool during, you know, freshman week and showed me around. And now he's got this party.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you invite her and her friends to the parties you were going to have. That's the move.
Oh, yeah. You've just infiltrated the whole circle there.
The whole circle.
New circle where everyone's still vulnerable as far as friendships go.
Yes.
And you're embedding yourself into their circle.
And you'll make a friend.
Yeah.
You know, which is, you know, that's nice. And, you know, what this will end up being, she'll end up being a good friend or a hookup.
Right.
And she'll have this group that you have now been put a part of. You are now, you know, the guy, oh, so-and-so from Welcome Week, like, he was so cool. We hung out. He told me that there's going to be this great party. And that's when you say, hey, later on. You make it about later on. You get numbers now. Make it for later on. Just don't push too hard for that night.
Exactly.
I think that's because then it's like, oh, okay, dude.
Yeah,
you just moved
me
in. Let me meet my freshman friends.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, right there. Like, let me make one friend before you come up to me asking me if you want to watch a movie.
Yeah.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Key at Doug Key Comedy on Twitter. Douglas Key on Instagram. You also have the Rogue Island Comedy Festival coming up. If anyone's in the area, where is it and when?
So, yeah, I started a comedy festival. It's going to be October 8th to the 11th in Newport, Rhode Island. Rogue Island
Beautiful
Comedy
place.
Festival. Yeah, so Jared's going to come up on one of those days. I think it's
Saturday night.
The 10th, yeah. So it's going to be fun. Newport's a beautiful place, especially in the fall. So
awesome.
If you're in New England, definitely come down. I'm going to have tickets on sale soon at RogueIslandComedyFest.com.
There we go. So go check that out. If you're in the area, I'd love to have you come. I'm going to be on that Saturday show. This one's we talked about last episode. We had a whole conversation about top tier states. So this is
all right.
Similar in the similar vein. Hey, Jay Taint. So I'm a former frat star about to graduate from grad school, and I'm wondering the same thing every other degenerate like me is thinking. Where should a young 20-something like me move to score the most PGP post-grad poon? Not to be a pretentious prick, but here we go.
Cue the pretentious prick sentence.
Not to be a pretentious prick, but here we go. I will try.
Great alliteration in this email.
But I'll be probably starting around six figures after I finish school, so money shouldn't keep me from moving somewhere. I figure you, since you probably travel a good amount doing stand-up, you should know a thing or two. Thanks, P.S. I used to force my pledges to watch your podcast. Thanks, man. Keep doing that. Keep spreading the word. What do you think is a great city to move to after school if money is no
Anywhere
object?
Anywhere where there's a harbor where you can have a boat and just say, hey, girls, you want to come on my boat after the bar's closed? That's pretty much layup.
Check out my boat?
Yeah, come on my boat.
Six figures, you have to have a boat.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's a 15-footer, but it's a boat.
I definitely think I've seen a lot of cities. I would say here are the cities to move to.
Okay.
Post-grad. And I'll give you the towns too.
Right.
Okay. I've been to a few places. Chicago. I've lived in New York since I graduated in New York City. I'm always going to think New York City's the best place because just especially for a guy looking to hook up or a girl looking to meet guys, New York City is fucking amazing.
It's awesome. And it's a playground.
Yeah.
And but it's universally acknowledged as that. It's not like a playground just for guys.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about the city. If you're going to come here after college, like college doesn't really end. Like everyone there's this false falsity out there that when you graduate college, like, "Oh, time to put on my tie and get serious." And some people do that and they miss out on the best time ever because you get out and you're like, oh, I have some money. I got friends here that I don't. And the best part about moving to a new city from your school and people that are later, you know, senior year, what you're going to find out in college is that everyone knows the deal. Everyone knows you, who you hooked up with. Doesn't matter how big or small. I went to the biggest school.
Yeah.
And everyone in my community of people that I hung out with, it was very tough to jump out of that community to separate circles.
Dude, I mean, speaking of community, I went to community college, so yeah. A lot of this frat stuff is like foreign language to me.
Yeah.
But I went to community college on a small island,
okay,
and the island itself was like a fraternity.
Yeah.
Like when I moved to New York, people were like, you're leaving? You're
leaving? Why would you leave? What island?
Yeah. Newport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, you know, when you're in college, like when you're in that island, literally an island.
Yeah.
Everyone knows your business.
Dude,
everyone knows what's
incestuous.
Going on. So you want to go to a place that has transplants. You
yes.
Would, and New York City is the number one transplant. No one's from here. And if you're from here,
right.
You know their deal right away.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, city rich kid.
Transplants and also just a universe where you'll never see people. Like, you won't.
It's very tough to run into someone the next
exactly.
day on the street.
It's so rare.
I will say this. New York City is great. Chicago is
never
great
met.
For that. Awesome city. Great food. And everyone's there. The best part about Chicago is there's no pretentiousness. Like,
yeah.
nobody's on airs. Nobody. Everyone's just there to party. Have a great time. Wrigleyville is great. I had friends that moved out to LA. LA is great. Manhattan Beach.
Okay.
That is quite a 20-year-old time. I will say that,
yep.
Manhattan Beach. I'll also go Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city to move to.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, is that a good 20-year-old city?
It is, believe it or not.
What's going on there?
Beaches, clubs.
And it's just fun.
Yeah, fun. Love.
That's the thing. You want a city that people are like going to that, you know, you're going to have like, okay, they all went to schools. They, you know, so people will match up with the people that from their former college.
Right.
But what they're going to do is, you know, want to get out of that a little bit. So you want to be able to have your comfort of knowing some people.
Yeah.
But also knowing that you don't have to be with those people every night and you get a little weird. So
yeah.
Atlanta, Chicago, St. Petersburg, Manhattan Beach, New York City. Those are all, I mean, those are cities I would want to go to. New Orleans is pretty good.
Never been to New Orleans.
Because there's parts of New Orleans now. You don't have to be on Bourbon Street.
Yeah,
you can be, there's other
true.
Parts that are fun to hang out at. But you want places that people are coming to.
Right. Because
it really opens up your
right.
whole
any
game.
City that has just you know, an image of being a fun party city, you're going to be successful.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a fun. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Sexually Frustrated.
Me too.
Oh, look at us. Let's get sensual on this one. Dear J Baby, I'm a 21-year-old female in a long-term relationship.
Boom.
Ew, that just got less hot.
A 21-year-old female?
In a long-term relationship.
Yikes.
Ooh,
middle school sweethearts.
Needs some advice from a man's perspective. Who better than J Train himself? So here's the deal. I've been with my boyfriend since I was 13, and I'm absolutely head over heels with him. Head over heels.
Yeah, but he's going to jail now because after this whole scandal.
Yeah.
Because you lost your virginity.
Yeah, we've been living together for about a year now, and honestly, we'll probably be engaged within the next couple of years. Okay, good for you. But here's the thing. We never have sex.
Ooh.
Obviously, being together for 7 years, or you get comfortable with each other. But we've never had sex during my, and she writes in quotes, time of the month. So we basically have 3 weeks between, and honestly, we're lucky if we have sex twice during that time. Ugh.
Wait, she's lucky if she has sex twice while she's on her period?
Not on her period.
Well, she's not.
In the 3 weeks between periods.
Gotcha.
Man, that is.
And how old is he? Same age or older?
I would assume they're similar age.
Similar age?
Let's say it's just around the same age. I'm a very sexual person. I never deny him if he tries to make a move, but honestly, that's rare. I'm always the one to make a move or set the mood. I have multiple saucy outfits, and I've bought fun sex games. But of course, I don't want to be the only one trying. He says I'm sexy and it's not me. But of course, that's where my mind goes. I've definitely gained weight since we started dating. Yeah, you were 13 when you started dating. I would hope you gained some weight.
I gained some weight, a few inches.
I think I gained some weight.
Is there a picture? Is there an image attached?
I've also had to start shaving my legs. That's a weird thing. But I still try to find ways to feel sexy. Also, I'm very adventurous in bed. So I'm definitely not boring. So my question is, what can I do to keep him interested and try more to get me in bed? Your advice is much appreciated from a girl trying to get her fix. What do you think?
I mean, if
you ever been with someone that's just not wanted to have sex, or you the other way around, where you've not wanted to have sex?
Yeah.
Why?
It wasn't so much like it wasn't a long-term relationship. If this is a long-term relationship,
yeah.
And you're putting moves out there and you're not getting anything, you have to just lay these cards out on the table and be like,
talk it out.
Yeah. And she's head over heels. So that's, and he's probably just going along for the ride. You know,
yeah.
It's convenient for him, whatever he wants. And he knows he has that upper hand. So you have to address that.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Why did you not want to have sex? What was the reasoning?
Maybe it was an attraction thing.
Really?
And you don't want to hurt the person's feelings by saying that. And I'm not saying there's not a JPEG attached to the email, so I don't know what she looks like. So I'm not going to judge her. But maybe try to get the truth out of him. You know, there's got to be something there.
Unless, you got to call it out.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, there's some. You know, there's certain like things that we can have in a relationship.
Right.
That they don't come out right away, and then it becomes fun, and then you're like, okay, it's fun to have the unknown,
right?
You know, in a relationship like this, like at first it's probably like, well, what's the reason? Then when they did have sex, it would make it even better.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was fun maybe for a little bit, even though, you know, I'm saying that not having sex is fun, but it made the sex more fun when it happened.
Yeah.
But then there's a point where it's like, okay, what's the deal here?
Yeah.
You know, talking
there's
it
something.
Out, there's something up. And especially if you've been together that long, and let me tell you this right now, that seems like it's important to you. Why are you still in this relationship? I know you.
Yeah,
what are you? What are you in love with? You know, what are you into? Let's talk to you. Let's look at the mirror. Miss.
I'm gonna say the familiarity.
Yes.
She's
probably afraid.
Yeah.
You know, when you're with somebody for that long, I know, like the high school sweetheart thing. Like that's great, and that sounds like every girl hears high school sweetheart, and the first thing they say, they go, "Aw."
Yeah.
And it's like, why are we cheerleading these people?
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Why are we encouraging this? Why can't we just say, okay,
yeah.
You know, like, why don't we make it normal? Like, why do we put these people who have found a relationship early on, which is nice, good for her, but we shouldn't put it on a pedestal, because what it does for her is says, well, you know, I got this, like, this thing that everyone wants.
Yeah.
You know, in her mind, her 13-year-old story is the cutest, most wonderful story in the entire world.
What a Cinderella story,
isn't
it?
And to every girl that is, too.
Yeah.
That's
the
thing that bothers me, because it's like, you know, every girl does that on. It's like, no. How about we just say that's how they met? And there's a million different ways to meet a girl or a guy, and they're all special in their own way. So it doesn't make people that are in those relationships feel like, oh my God, I owe every female out there. Because she probably does feel a responsibility to feel, and I understand it. Like, I one time met a girl on a flight.
Okay.
Okay. I was on an airplane flight, and we were across the aisle from each other. We started talking the whole flight.
Very no pressure interaction.
No pressure interaction. We ended up going out after that, and I'm sure that that story came back to our friends like, we were on the airplane.
Yeah.
And we met, and it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is out of a movie. Like, everyone wants the meet cute that's out of a movie.
And she's shutting the door on all of those opportunities because she just has this dude in her mind.
Well, she has this whole idea of like, I owe this story.
Exactly.
And I think she needs to get out of her head. 13, doesn't matter when you met, doesn't matter how it happened. And we do this with a lot of different ways that we meet. Oh, I met on a flight. We met when we were 13. We met freshman year during welcome week, and he was my guy that was trying to get fucked.
You're married
to
that story.
You have no idea. You're married to that story, so you don't want to disappoint the people who love that story. I read there was a story in the paper. Some girl posted it about how she met a guy at the airport. This is a girl that I went to college with, and she posted it on Facebook, and she... It was her wedding story. Was in like the, you know, a major newspaper.
Yeah.
And it was about how this guy went up to her at the airport and like wanted to sit next to her, didn't end up sitting next to her, and then was like asking her where the luggage was. He was wearing a sweatshirt.
Okay.
That said like a college that she knew of. And she was like, oh, I have friends that go to that college. And that's how the conversation started. Now they're engaged and married.
That's,
they got married.
Yeah.
So, which is a fine story. But I'm sure that story, people look to that and feel bad. Like, there are girls, and girls do this to themselves all the time. They'll be like, well, I need to have that story. Why? I have this theory that, like, you ever see a girl, you ever go, I've been going to all of these weddings.
Yeah.
There's a girl, always the best, the maid of honor. And she gets up and she's like, she told me he was the one.
Yeah.
And I have this theory that every girl, every guy a girl meets, she tells one friend that he was the one. Just so they can have that story, because girls love those fucking stories to tell each other. That's how they compete. We compete with, like, you know, going and playing basketball and telling each other how many beers we could drink and like stupid shit like that. Girls compete with their relationships.
Oh, they have this serendipitous story is like their batting average.
So I feel for this girl, because she's probably thinking, we've known each other for so long, you know, but she's ignoring. Yeah, but why won't he fuck me?
Right.
You know, like, who would live? You have to live the rest of your life being, as you state, a sexually adventurous girl, someone who's not boring, someone who wants to get, you know, have sex on her period. These are all great things, and you should want them, and you should have them because you want them.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't lessen your standard just because, well, we met when we were 13 and he's good to me.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of guys that are good to you. There's going to be, and so my advice, and you can disagree with me if you like,
is to put it, and I agree with you, put it on the table. Why aren't we fucking? Why aren't we doing more? Why aren't you into me? Why aren't you showing me that you're into me as a, you know, you're not making me feel good as a woman that is, you know, important in your life.
Yeah.
And see his reaction and get it out of him. And if his answer is, I don't know, I just don't want to have sex all the time, that's not a real answer.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to have an answer, right?
Absolutely.
And it might be a hurtful answer, and you need to tell him, I don't care if it's hurtful, I need to know the truth.
Yeah.
And at that point, he'll say one of a few things. It's nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. That means he's lying. Or I'm just not, you know, I don't like to have sex that much. I don't want.
He's a human male.
Well, maybe he doesn't have the sex drive that you do, but that is important to her. So cut bait. That's not living up to your standard.
Right.
You know? And then the third answer is, I didn't even realize. I will try harder. And that means he's really, you know, he really loves you and he wants to. And you try.
So it was
and you
worth
talk
it.
About
yeah.
it. The communication is what will get you your period sex, lady.
Get it.
Let me get you your period sex. That sounds really gross. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Doug Key. At Doug Key Comedy on Twitter. Douglas Key on Instagram. Let's go to this
Follow
email.
Me.
Follow him. Get involved. Avoiding hell. What's up, Jay Strain?
Go to church.
Start praying. Hate the nickname shit, but this one's relevant. Unlike all those other fuckboys. Love the podcast. The oatmeal advice has been a game changer. You're like a god among men. I get
oatmeal advice.
Well, someone told me, they're like, my shits are always diarrhea. And I was like, I eat oatmeal. And then I had gone off oatmeal when I would wake up and have like a shake in the morning. And now I'm back on oatmeal. I was like, I'm giving out this advice. I need to get back on it. Best decision I ever made. My mornings feel better. I have more energy. More full.
You put
satiated.
peanut butter in your oatmeal?
I don't like to do that because I do peanut butter later in the day. I know people who do that. They'll put like their protein, peanut butter, and the oatmeal all together.
Just regular peanut butter.
It's just a lot. To me, I'm like, okay. I'll see it on the back end look like that. You know? So I need your opinion here. Last week, I was at the Wii Fest, a big country music festival for those of you that don't fuck cows. And a friend of mine mentioned
Nintendo.
He has never pooped at Wii Fest. Really? I, on the other hand, ate oatmeal for a week to prepare myself. Anyone that has been to Wii Fest can attest that pooping in one of the porta potties is comparable to the Holocaust. Just same thing.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
a lot worse. So
it's
do you
parallel.
Think it's better to try and not shit and risk the one where you have to spend an hour wiping in the Holocaust, but just once? Or prepare properly and just take a short trip every day? Thanks for the advice. I've been spreading the word to my house. P.S. I'm talking about the Rwandan Holocaust, not the Jewish one. I'm not that insensitive. P.S.S. What's up with the whole nature made me fat thought process? You never see fat Amish people. Let that sink in for a second. Okay. I don't know. Nature made me fat. Is that even a thing people are saying?
Well, I think like you were talking about genetics.
Like poor genetics. Like, yeah.
Oh.
But Amish people like work from sun up to sundown.
Yeah, I mean
so
it's the same reason alcoholism runs in people's families. You just watch what you
have that perspective and you know where not to go.
Yeah, or also where to go. Like if you see someone drinking at like, you know, certain times a day, you're like, "Oh, this is the normal thing."
Right.
So if you see someone being like, "Yeah, let's get three appetizers, then a dinner, then a dessert," you're like, "That's how you order food."
Yeah.
Like, there is no reason. What do you think about pooping at porta potties?
I've never done it.
Never.
Never done it. I've never pooped on a...
What about the worst you've had to go?
I hold it. I don't... It took me a long time to go in public restrooms.
Really?
I don't, yeah.
Oh, I go everywhere.
Like in school, I've never... When I was in high school, never shit at school.
Are you serious? High school, my buddies and I used to have like specific bathrooms that we knew about that no one would like... frequent
like the new wings that they just made
like
that are
new
like
wings, or
renovated
old
bathrooms.
Wings. We used to like travel all the way to the gym one and it was like at the front of the school and we knew there wasn't heavy traffic you know that you didn't want foot traffic when you're trying to take a poo so what I would do is we would have it was like me and my five buddies that had this one shitter that we would go to and it would be hilarious because like there were certain you know you bring the paper this is before cell phones you know like I'd set up for a nice school shit.
Wait, you go by yourself, right? Not with
go,
your buddies.
Well,
okay.
What happened is it's funny because it was only me and my few buddies that would use this one.
Yeah, yeah.
So plus, like, because it just wasn't in an area of school that people would frequent, but it was near some of our classes. So it'd be funny because I would be in there shitting and you just hear like the door, like, you know, when you hear a door that people think will be unlocked.
Right.
It's locked. Yeah. So you hear like a hard, like a hard smash on the door, and then you hear them, like one of my buddies just go, fuck! Because they had prepared their 15-minute
shit. Sorry,
bro,
this is my time slot.
So, and you just hear the person inside laughing hysterically. I am a big porta potty guy. I will say this. I think the porta potty is great for festivals because it, I don't understand. I understand that inside it's like gross and disgusting. Yeah. But you can wipe that shit down, clean it up, and take your time. And especially when there's a row of 30 of them, it gives you like a little break.
Yeah, and you know what?
A little house to take a little, like,
exactly.
Go through your phone.
It's shelter.
Shelter. That's what I'm saying. So whenever I've gone to like a football tailgate, I'm not a big music festival guy, but I do football tailgates all the time, and I'll go to that row of porta potties,
right?
And I'll shack up for like a half hour.
True.
There's like I will make a day of it.
There's no shame in staying in a porta potty for as long as you want.
Also, because
public bathrooms, I'm a little bit like, I'm nervous. They're out there. There's a line.
No, listen, but
they're looking at their watches.
But this is the whole thing about the porta potty lineup. The great part about it is like, you know, when that guy's playing cups on the street and switching them around.
Yeah.
What's it called? When you put the ball.
Three card Monty.
Yeah. So you know when they put the napkin underneath the cups and they switch them around.
Yes.
So when you go in the line of porta potties and there's hot chicks behind you, it's as if you went into one of those things where they're switching everyone around.
Yes,
because no one remembers you went in.
True.
So you literally, you know, who's to know when you walk out a half hour later that you've been there? No one has a clock on.
You're not
going
to bump into her later and she's going to be like, 16th porta potty?
Yeah.
That was you?
That was you. They're never going to happen.
I counted from the left to right.
She's going
to
get confused because of all these blue porta potties. Could have been anyone that you walked into. So one time I was in, it was my freshman year of college, okay? And I went to a Penn State tailgate and I used to wear a hard hat with the Penn State, and I'd wear overalls to every game. That was my thing. I would wear overalls with
nothing. So you look like the Lego person.
Yes, with nothing underneath. And then the hard hat turned into me wearing an Elvis wig later in life. But I would wear the overalls to a tailgate every single time, and with nothing underneath. So one time, I went to the... this is an embarrassing story. So one time, I went to the tailgate, I got hammered, and I'm walking back to the dorms. It's a long walk. It's the shortest walk at Penn State from the tailgates to the freshman dorms, but it's still a long walk.
Yeah.
So I'm walking back and I gotta take a shit. So I go into the, and I'm pretty fucked up, okay? And I go into the, handicap porta potty, which may as well.
Oh, it's great.
Oh my God, like a mansion.
Yeah, yeah. You can hang your bag up.
Oh,
hang your
it's
coat
great.
Up.
There's like a whole. It's basically like, you know, you're shitting in the living room, a bathroom.
True. So you can do some calisthenics to get warmed up.
Fantastic. Yeah. So I'm like, this is great. I go into the handicap porta potty, but when you're in overalls, you have to undo the whole overall.
Yep.
So I am completely naked, sitting on this shitter with just a hard hat on. and then I just remember I was so wasted. And listen, people, be careful with alcohol. Let me tell you that right now. I passed out mid shit.
That's a normal thing, I feel like.
Forgot to lock the door. So when I woke up, it was this old man just like kind of like with like a stick. Like he just like was using his, he rolled up his program from the game and he was just tapping my shoulder. And naked me was just like looked up like I like literally like the lights went on in a bar at 4 a.m. like, oh my God, what's going on here? And he was like, you okay? You okay, son? And I was like, yeah.
You're
I'm
so
fine.
Lucky it was a whimsical old man and not like a blogger or else.
Well, I mean, this is like 2003 Jared Freed. I'm like 50 pounds heavier. I'm like sitting there just a blob naked on this toilet with a hard hat on. I just can't imagine him being like, him having kids in the school and be like, we are leaving here right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Unenroll. We need to take you somewhere else. And then he woke me up and I just was like, I need to get out of here. And I just put on the overall, shitty ass and all, and like swaddled back to my dorm and got back and I like passed out, never remembered again. Just me and this old, I wonder what that old man like told people.
No, he's probably had that same
boys
situation.
Will be boys. Yeah. You know what I
mean? He falls asleep and shits himself. So
I guess I was pulling a him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Let's go into the emails. Off campus house.
Okay.
Hey, J-Train, I'm a rising freshman in college, plan on rushing. I have a couple fraternities in mind already, but one of them is an off-campus fraternity. What's your take on off-campus fraternities? I'll go through this pretty quick. I lived in a fraternity house that was on campus.
Okay.
And people would always be like, oh, but that's the one on campus. Like, they would use that as a negative. I never really understood.
Like, you're in the kingdom? Like, is it more prestigious?
No, I think the problem people think with it is like, oh, you can't drink. And, like, because you're on campus. Like, oh, the school will get you. But that never was the case. Like, I just never, it never hindered our partying ability. Part of the draw to me was that the bus took me from the freshman dorms directly to the fraternity house.
Okay.
So I was like, this is great. But I would say that this is the type of things people harp on that doesn't matter. Like, where the house is doesn't make a difference. Is it a nice house? Are the people that live there good? Do you get along? The people inside the house matter way more than the house, than the structure.
Yeah.
And that is very corny, but it is kind of what this whole fraternity thing is all about. You're there to meet, you know, good friends for the rest of your lives, people that you can lean on and trust. And anyone that's like, well, the house is off campus, they're missing the point.
Okay.
Or it's on campus. Like, if that's a negative or a positive, they're just missing the whole reason to join a fraternity.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, I don't know anything about fraternities, so this is an outsider's perspective, but I feel like the off-campus fraternity, you have all the benefits of a fraternity, but maybe with a little bit less of any negative stereotypes frat guys have, because you're not part of it. So you're like Harlan Williams and Superstar, he's on the motorcycle with like a leather jacket. Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm in this frat.
I just think, like, you're going to have the stereotype no matter what.
I
don't think... I've never had a party, you know, the thing about fraternities that's been going on a lot lately is like this negative attitude. Like, every school I go to, they're like, oh, fraternities suck now. Oh man, we have so many rules. It's like, yeah, but the thieves are always, the people that break the rules are always one step ahead of the cops.
Yeah.
Like, you just, here are the rules. That's the reality that you live in.
Yeah, don't follow
them. Figure out a way to do it differently.
Find loopholes.
Find the loophole. Yeah, find the way to party. Be a creative partier. And that's a lot more fun and more satisfying than like, oh, we can't party outside because the campus police come by. Okay, well, let's figure out a way around that.
Yeah.
Let's have let's travel. Let's rent a bus.
Yeah.
Let's have a sober bus driver take us to a bowling alley that we've rented out for us in a sorority. And
there you go.
We just get fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right to find a way around it. I mean, I feel like this question is kind of like common. It's like a common theme for a lot of these things where it's like, how can I make this situation more perfect? Like, but a lot of times the fun is finding your way around the thing that's not making the situation
the
perfect.
The fun is in the imperfection.
Of course.
And the thing is, we can all wish for shit to happen. If we had it this way, if we had it that way, if grandma had balls, she'd be grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna fucking happen.
Yeah.
You know, so let's fucking get with the times and get with the reality of it.
True.
You join the house that you join, and I think especially this is the thing that, like, you know, what you'll do if you're rushing right now, good luck. Go to every party, go have a great time, be a part of it. But you're gonna hear a lot of the same noise because it's a similar sales pitch. Oh, we're off campus, we have the best parties, we're top tier. Just fucking concentrate on the dudes in the house. And that will be the best thing you can do to join the right place for you.
Yep.
You know, it's not about the house. It's about what's going on inside. And there are some houses that are beautiful, beautiful places. And what's going on inside is just everyone hates each other. You know, and that happens all the time.
Wow.
Because it's just divisions. You know, everyone joined for their own reasons. Well, if the house all has the one reason, if a house is all on the same page, like the brotherhood, that they're there to have fun and be, you know, keep with their traditions and, you know, have a great time and meet girls and, you know, have all these great, you know, stories together. That's what you want to make sure that you become a part of. You want to make sure you're on the same page as the house. If you want a house that's like, fuck it, we just want to burn this fucker down, then that's the page you want to be on. Then find those guys.
Right,
you know, you're up for disappointment if you're like, well, you know, the structure, you know, if you're like, the bedrooms aren't that big in this house. And you're like, oh, dude, you fucking missed the point.
Yeah. Just go to community college at that point.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I feel like rebuilding. Playing it cool with older guys.
All right.
Okay.
I'll tell you how not to play it too cool to a point where you think you're too cool. Let's read it.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, actually.
Is it good?
I kind of want to do this one. Sexually vocal male.
Okay.
Hey, Jay Smoove.
I'm a high school kid, but give my email a chance because it's a decently applicable question. Okay, I don't know if that's the right way to form that sentence, but let's let's move on. Me and my girlfriend, 778.
Yeah.
Face, body, personality.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Method.
Someone actually told me, they're like, you should have a country code. This was an idea given to me by a girl that I was talking to recently that listens to the podcast.
Okay.
She came to a show. Very good looking. She was a big fan of the show.
Okay.
Very happy to have met her. But she was like, you should add a country code to the area code method. And, you know, like one is the U.S. Do you know the country code?
No, I didn't know countries had codes.
Yeah, man, Sam, you know about this?
Who decided the numbers?
I mean, I guess I do, but I don't know
Google
where you're
going
with this.
Google country code if All you right. can. But it basically is a number before the area code that tells you which country you're dialing out to. So really? If you make a long distance call, you have to dial the country code first. So like every country has a code. So I think Italy's like 10 or something.
Did the U.S. come up with this? Is that why we're one?
I think we invented the phone, so.
Oh, yeah. All
our
right.
rules at this point.
Makes sense.
That's how I just made
that. And we went to
up.
The goddamn moon first.
So me and my girlfriend, 778. So the country code, she was saying, should be the blowjob ability of the girl.
Ah, okay.
Or the going
yeah.
down ability of the guy. So it would be like a 778 face, body, personality.
That's brilliant.
So it would be like, okay, 8778.
Yeah.
Would be like, 8 blowjobs. She gives an 8 blowjob, 7 face, 7 body, 8
personality. And you wouldn't believe how much of a deal breaker that is.
Huge deal breaker.
Huge deal breaker.
Like if a girl, anytime I'm with a girl that like she's bad at it. Like I'm like she's
or
great.
Or doesn't do it.
Doesn't do it. You might. Well,
doesn't do it because they're like I don't do that to guys who I'm not in a serious relationship.
Yes.
It's like, well, how about you do it and then I'll become in a serious relationship with you.
Chicken or the egg? What comes first, the blowjob or the serious relationship?
Yeah. I'll keep you around if you're good. So
this is kind of the thing. I've been with girls where they're like, well, I only do that if I'm serious with a guy. I'd rather have sex because they think it's less intimate than it is to do the blowjob. The thing is, I've been with girls where I'm like, and it's not good, and I'm like. This is like I treat it as if, you know, she has a disability. Like, is this how I'm gonna have to live the rest
That's
of my
so
life?
So sad. I'm gonna have to put her through therapy, vigorous therapy.
50 years of bad blowjob. Like that's like a curse to me.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you can talk that
you
out.
You can train.
That's like one of those hard things to bring up to. And I mean, the same goes the other way. I don't want to make this a whole guy thing. Like, if a guy's bad at it, she's got to be thinking, 50 years.
Right.
With this guy. Do we know what the country codes are?
Yeah, here's the problem with the country codes, though. If you're banging a chick from, like, Malta, it's 356.
No, but I'm saying, though, here's the thing. It would go 1 through 10. So it would be like, it would go the same as the area code method. So it would go, so if the girls, the U.S. is 1, right?
Correct, yeah.
So a 1778 is like, that's a game changer.
Okay.
I always just included the blowjob and the personality.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. So, like, if she's great at giving blowjobs, so it would be 8. So
yeah,
it's 888.
There's subdivisions of personality.
There's just a fourth number at the front that represents their conolingus ability.
Baby, this blowjob has character. I'll tell
you. Well, I used to include it in the personality because I'd be like, oh, she's like a 6'6", 6'9". They'd be like, is she cool?
This is
the
real
blowjobs are very
they're likable.
Intimate. They're likable blowjobs. You don't even understand. So you're right. It's me and my girlfriend, 778, have started having sex this year, and it's been happening a lot. One thing I've noticed is that I tend to be very vocal during sex. Good for this high schooler. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was coming in high school, I was like, I'm done. Like, I was like... Like it wasn't like a.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom. Like, yeah, but why? Can I go home?
Thank you.
Who's gonna drive me home? You know, that's how I came. Yeah. That was the noise.
No, that's good that you're vocal early.
Look at him. Sometimes even more vocal than she is. My question is: it weird to be really vocal during sex as a guy? And do girls think it's weird? Could it even prevent me from stuffing cunt in college? Well, that will prevent you. Stuffing cunt?
Yeah.
This ain't Thanksgiving.
To put it so eloquently,
who's got the cunt stuffing? Love the podcast. Thanks for rocking, Jew bag. Okay. Are you a vocal cummer?
You know what? Cummer or just during the whole course of the intercourse? Because I'm very vocal during sex sometimes.
Yeah, what do you say?
And you know, I'll talk dirty, and it actually helps them feel
more comfortable
reciprocating
it. I do a lot of complimenting.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Oh, you look so hot.
With detailed
details. Compliment. Yep. Oh, your ass. You know, like I mentioned the ass. I'm like, oh, that toe is at the perfect length.
Because then they'll kind of. I love how your second toe doesn't pass your big toe.
Hot. I had a girl tell me that I didn't make any noise during sex, and she was like, it's weird. And I was like, I do a joke about it on stage.
That you don't make any noise.
I don't make any noise. And I've started, like, I'll fake a noise now.
Right.
And I think also, like, the talking helps it. I think I'll fake a noise. I think it's more weird to make no noise than it is to make the noise.
I think it keeps them going. Like, say you're getting head and you're just not making any noise, they're going to stop quicker. If you keep giving them positive reinforcement, they're going to keep going.
Yes. And I like, if you're making, like, you know, like a feel good noise, right, that always encourages me. Like, when I'm going down on a girl and I hear, like, I'm listening, I'm kind of like a sonar. Like, I'm trying to make that noise louder, and then I'm staying with that. Yeah. That move that I'm doing during the louder noises.
Right.
You know, it's like kind of letting me know what feels good, and you kind of have to return that favor. I think, you know, when you come, it's kind of like sneezing.
Yeah.
You know, you can sneeze smaller or larger.
Yeah.
Very rarely will a sneeze sneak up on you.
True.
So think of it that way. You know, you can, I think it's nice to make some noise. But
I don't say any words during that. Because I can't enunciate any vowels or anything.
I'm just saying, like, you can, what I'm saying to this kid is, like, make the noise, but let's not be a show off.
Yeah.
You know, you know, when someone's sneezing, they're like, and you're like, okay, Broadway.
Yeah.
Listen, rehearsals are at 5.
We know it felt good to push that one out.
Yeah, we get it.
Rain it in.
Okay, someone needs a little attention, and we know it's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, but let's relax.
And not only that, but, like, there's always that certain amount of, like, discomfort after, like, that weird feeling. So you're going to make this big, elaborate sound, and then it's going to be like, well, let's just pretend I didn't do that.
Yeah. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Let's go. I'm going deep in the mailbag.
Deep. Got a lot of emails. Keep them coming.
Deep. Deep.
Here we go.
Let's do Pussy Trifecta.
All right.
I like this one because it has to do with going back to school. And I think that's kind of the...
This is the theme here.
The theme is because we're going back to school, and I'm sure there's a lot of guys out there that have been texting with girls that, like, and kind of the advice I've given over the summer has been, like, you know, throw a text in.
Yeah.
You know, to some girl that lives hundreds of miles away, and you're going to see each other back at school, because that is, like, a fake attempt at trying. Like, to her, she's like, oh, look, he actually took some interest. Like, and if you're sitting there right now being like, oh, I haven't texted this one girl all summer, send that fucking text right now.
It's not going to hurt.
How was the summer?
It's not going to hurt.
Did you have a good time? What did you do?
Yeah.
A lot of questions, because here's the thing. There's protection in knowing that you're hundreds of miles away. Like, you're not getting anything out of this. There's no coming from this, you know, from this.
It's a nice gesture.
Nice gesture, and it will set you up for syllabus week. So, hey, Jay Farquad, sorry for not having a funny Jay name. I heard about your podcast 2 weeks ago, and I don't listen to anything less than 5 podcasts a day. I fucking love it. Thank you. Keep spreading that word, guys. And also, go on iTunes. Give us a nice rating.
Yep.
Make a comment. It helps us out. Also, go on standupnewyorklabs.com. You can check out all the great podcasts here. Also, standupny.com. You can use the promo code TFM. Get free tickets to any show here at the club. I've been seeing a lot of podcast fans lately.
Yeah.
Very cool. Please keep coming out. That's so much fun. Also, was there another thing?
Yeah, if you want to promote the donate button. If you guys go to standupnewyorklabs.com, like you just said, if you go to the entertainment section, you find the TFM podcast logo.
Yeah.
You go there, there's a little donate button. You can
send
a little money to J-Train, support him a little bit, help support
Man
the production.
Samp, help Mansamp get, you know, go out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be,
help out
Mansamp. That'd be wonderful. I sleep in the studio. So,
yeah,
you know.
Let's get him a
new blanket.
That
is a nice leather couch right here. It's comfortable.
He needs a blanket. So let's try and help him out. So all those ways are ways you can support us. Most importantly, just tell one friend. Turn to one guy, and you're like, you listen to podcasts? And they're like, no. Well, download the podcast app and get on the TFM podcast train, because we're taking off into the new year, school year. So he writes, I'm going to be a junior at a shitty Midwestern D1 school. So I've been using your advice on how to hook up with a girl you hit it off with last year but spend the summer apart. You know, the occasional text asking her how the summer's going and shit like that. He's playing it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I'm doing that with two different girls in two different sororities.
Oh, God forbid.
This isn't a problem. I think we're good. I like that it's two different sororities. Those might as well be two different worlds.
Yeah.
You might as well be sending a text to Jupiter and Mars.
Right.
Because those girls are really into their thing. Yeah. Yes, there's a little bit of crossover, but I think you're
fine. Listen, until you're at a bar with two girls that you're seeing and you have to play Mrs. Doubtfire the whole night, then let's talk. But
the first girl, and he refers to her as E, is going to be a sophomore and a virgin, which is fine because I've already popped six cherries, so one more couldn't hurt. I like how he's keeping his own stats.
Yeah.
Like if he made his own baseball card, six cherries, Hall of Fame numbers.
Those are all stars.
Yeah. The second girl is J. Going to be a junior, and we have a good mutual friend. Here's the problem. I've recently met the other girl, girl three, T. She's an 898, smokes. Smokes with me and drinks as much as I do. We have already hooked up a couple times and went on a weekend camping trip together. So T sounds like the one.
Yeah.
We seem to hit it off great. The only problem going after T is that she just got out of a relationship of 2 years with a guy that was cheating on her for 6 months and wouldn't let her get drunk and just a giant dick. She's also going to be a freshman this year at my school. I would love to keep pursuing T, but I'm not sure on the best way to handle this. By the way, I haven't been in contact with E or J since I met T. So E and J are the two ones that are established, and then T is the incoming freshman. Give me a shout on the Snapchat, PaytonD34, PaytonD34, shits and tits and clits. Feel free to email back if you have questions. That's for your wisdom. Thanks for your wisdom. Okay, so
I mean, I think he answered his own question. Like, don't worry about the whole rebound situation because you're not that guy.
Yeah,
you know, you're automatically showing her that you're way more fun.
Yeah, but the problem is she's gonna want to jump into something and won't trust him, and she's coming into school.
Okay,
and here's the other issue. And here's the thing nobody's thinking about right now, and I think this is why I am the host of this podcast. She is going to rush at school and could end up joining the first two girls' sororities.
Oh, so right.
If she joins a third sorority, that's like the best case scenario, but I'm willing to bet if she's hot and these two other girls are pretty cute.
What's his main concern?
There's a good chance that she joins one of their sororities.
Okay.
Now he's doubled up and he has two people sitting on Mars. You know, and when he went from two different planets, now he's got one planet and it's getting fucking crowded. So I think
he doesn't want a reputation for.
It blows everything up.
All right.
Those two girls get to talking. Oh, you know him. I know him. I've hooked up with him. I'm hooking up with him. He just texted me last week. Why are you texting him? She's got the trust issues with the ex. Okay. Now it blows up in his face.
So, or it turns into a competition with the girls, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
that can happen, too. I just think when they get, especially when you join a sorority, there's a lot of this the sister shit and the
we're
gonna stick together, and then she becomes her big, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh fuck, I've done the whole family. I think what do you think he should do?
If he's got three now, that's kind of the cutoff.
Yeah.
it's
a lot of work.
Two's not bad.
He's also got to go to school.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit to do.
Yeah, this isn't his full-time job.
Yeah.
Balancing.
It could be at this point.
Yeah, it could be. I'd say just see where it goes. If you're liking T more.
It seems like he likes her, but he's afraid that this is going to go really serious really quick.
Okay, well, let it get to that point. You can get out of it. I mean, you're not.
I think you.
Maybe I'm being too passive, but I'm more of like a roll the dice type of guy. Let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
But still play it smart. Don't be dumb about it.
The move is you got to do it during welcome week, like during syllabus week.
Okay.
With the two girls that you've already have a history with. So I'd push for those. You'll know who's more responsive. One of them's going to fall off maybe. Maybe she's got other guys that she's texting, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you push for them during the first few weeks while you slow play the other one.
Okay.
So high school girl, she's got to get acclimated, get comfortable. She'll be leaning on you. She'll be asking you questions. Take all those questions. Be the person that supports her. Be the person that's like, hey, let's get lunch, you know, like during the day. Make her a daytime thing when it starts. At night, cat's got to play.
Right.
You know, at night, you're like, hey, going to be at this bar to T and E, you know, whatever. I'm confusing all the names. But the two girls that he has the history with,
And he wants to keep them around. That's, I just want to clarify that. He's not trying to phase them out, right? He's trying to just keep a little bullpen here.
It seems I would love to keep pursuing T, but I'm not sure the best way to handle this. It seems like he wants to keep with the freshman girl, but also has these other two out there.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I would play it is these two that are out there, they already have their whole crew. They already know what they're doing. They're going to be, they're coming into this semester as if they're jumping off a ski slope.
Okay.
You know, like they're coming in hot.
Yeah.
They're ready to party. They know where they want to go.
Right.
They know your friends. They know where it's going
to
be.
And that's attractive to him.
Well, I'm just saying that's the then he could hook up with them.
Right.
You know, like if I'm going to work hooking up with all three.
Yeah.
And this is what I would assume that he wants.
Right.
Those two need to happen quickly because they're already ready to go. They already know where to be. The third one, you can slow play it because she's not going to say, how come you're not at this bar on Saturday night?
Yeah.
She doesn't know where to go yet.
Yeah.
She doesn't know where the party's at. So you can kind of play pretty naive with her.
Right.
And be like, hey, I'm here to help. I'm whatever. This is kind of skeezy advice.
check your text messages.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm just saying you have time with one and you don't have time with the girls that you've been planting this with all summer. Because here's the thing. If you've been doing that text over the summer, hey, what's going? How you been?
Yeah.
This has to happen pretty quickly or else they're like, oh, he's not interested.
Yeah.
That was just a check-in.
That was a checkpoint. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like he didn't really even want it.
Right.
So that syllabus week hookup, that's when you kind of cash in your chips.
Yeah.
You know, you've been playing at the table all summer.
Right.
Now it's time to get yourself paid.
Yeah.
It'll pay out.
All right. Process of elimination. You know, use it.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Doug, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, man.
This has been awesome.
Totally.
Very happy to have
you.
Fun. We're going to do some hypotheticals and the news. We'll bring on Mansamp.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for these emails. Keep sending them in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Go follow Doug Key at Doug Key Comedy. Also Douglas Key on Instagram. We will be right back with the hypotheticals and the news. I can't say life's a beach because of what you make of me. You make your own beach, so you gotta land it. Hey guys, welcome back. We're gonna do some hypotheticals, some shout outs and the news. Doug Key, thank you for coming on. That was great.
Absolutely. Fun time.
Answering the emails. Go follow Doug on Twitter at Doug Key Comedy, Instagram Douglas Key. Mansamp.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Bringing you on. go follow Chris on Twitter at Mansamp. He's got the Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday morning. You can check that out. Also, I'm Jared Freed.
Jared.
I'm really happy to have you guys here. I go by JTrain56 on all social media platforms, so you guys can follow me there. I'm also on Snapchat. Love Snapchat. JTrain56 on there. This is a shout out. Hey, JTrain, love the podcast. Been listening to it all summer at my shitty career. I was wondering if you could give my buddy a Snapchat shout out. Snapchat name is GazDZiak.
Hey, you made a mistake with that one.
GazDZiak.
All right.
GazDZiak. Kid's a mess when he's blacked out every weekend and posts some of the greatest, dumbest shit in his story. He could also use some shit pics. So that's a shout out. If you guys want a shout out, send it in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. With the title Shout Out.
I just made one.
Oh, you're on Snapchat.
Doug Key 3.
Doug Key 3. Get at him.
Yep. Hit me up.
Hit him with some shits and tits. And I'm JTrain56, so get on that. Would you rather? You ready?
Yeah, I love this.
These have been fun. We got a bunch of them.
All right.
They keep getting better. What's good, JTrain? Thanks for being the one thing I don't completely dread during the week at my mind-numbingly horrible internship. Do me a solid, send my boy at Justin-Sun, a shout out on Snapchat. Exclusively shits, he writes in full caps. He's as whipped as hell from his girlfriend, and if he got any tits, he'd probably be grounded for the whole next semester. Question. Would you rather change sexes every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
Muffin baby.
Muffin baby?
Yeah.
Change sexes every time you sneeze? I have allergies, so that'd be a whirlwind of...
I don't see the negative of the muffin baby thing.
Well,
like, I'm just not going to eat as many muffins.
Yeah, you just run the risk of biting
as
a baby's
many.
Face.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Run the risk of what?
Biting a baby's face, basically, is what he's
I think I can resist that. If I knew that muffins and babies were one and the same, I'd be like, okay, I'm out on muffins completely. Yeah,
you're going to be real gentle with the muffin, too. You're not going to make a mess.
It's going to be scary as fuck.
Yeah.
When a muffin starts crying. I guess I'd never be able to have shrooms ever again.
That's true, yeah.
The changing sex thing is interesting to me every time you sneeze. That would suck with the allergies.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be the same.
If you could be a woman.
Like a hot woman or a like hot, a Jenner?
If you could be a hot woman for 1 month, what month would you be it? Would you do it, and what month would you do it for?
See, I feel like this is a trick question because it's like, would it be the summer, like bikini months?
You're hot. You're a 10.
I'm a 10?
You're a 10.
All right. Let's go July,
you'd be a
baby.
Hot woman.
Let's go July.
You would do it, and you'd do it for July?
Yep.
What do you think, man?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I was going to say June, July. Sure.
I just want to go on all the boats I can for
free.
See,
I disagree. Here's what you do.
You like the fall time.
He's thought about this.
I've thought about this. I go wintertime, and then I travel to a hot location.
Oh.
So now I have the best summer month of my life.
Okay.
Everyone's buying you drinks. Getting fucked up. You know, you
good way to think outside the
people
box.
People on their vacations, you'd hook up with tons of chicks that are just like, this one time I'll get with
no,
a
no,
hot
no.
chick.
You'd hook up with tons of dudes.
No.
Oh,
I would
be a
lesbian.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, no, of course. Of course. That's standard.
Wait, all right. Well, this is always the question then. So it's your brain. It's Jared's brain
in
a hot chick's body.
Right.
And then you're seeing people on their vacations. Girls are like, I never do this, but it's vacation.
Yeah.
Like I go to Punta Cana, spend the month of February there. Now I'm the queen of Punta Cana.
Hell yeah. Mastermind.
I go to Carnival. Really?
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'd go right to Rio.
I guess
baby.
That's the way to go because then I think girls are a little more loose there too.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good one. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your would you rather's, your hypotheticals.
Nailed that one.
Dear Jesus, I'm a first year at the best school in Virginia. Puts in the parentheses. Take a guess. My older sister is a third year here. One of her friends has been flirting with me pretty heavily. Would you rather? Oh, this is interesting. This is a personal would you rather. Would you rather fuck your sister's friend and have your sister find out about it, or fuck your friend's sister, but he would never find out? Love your show. Hope you read this one on the air. What do you think?
This is a hard one for me because I'm an only child, so I don't really have the idea of like how it would matter if my sister or brother found out. Like, I don't care
if my sister finds out.
You know, I don't know. It's hard for me
That's
to answer
the best thing. It's a no-brainer.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer. You hook up with the sister's friend.
Yeah.
And the sister finds out. That's your sister. Okay.
Yeah, she's going to forgive you.
What, she's going to get mad about this? If anything, the other friends are now on guard.
Yeah.
They're like, they want to know, oh shit, younger guy gets with the older girl. What's he got going on here?
Yeah.
If you crush it, like, it's kind of like New York comedy. Like, if you crush a good show,
yep,
people remember that shit.
Yeah.
You know? So it spreads. If you crush this hookup,
yeah,
all the friends know about it. They all know that you know how to work it. You're immediately an upsell to all of them.
Right.
And also, like, you're the guy that's, like, the fun hookup for all her friends. Like, the one that doesn't mean much.
But does sister start to, referring to his sister, does sister start to resent you because all of her friends she thinks are using her to get to the brother?
I don't know if that happens with girls as much as guys. Like, if I could see a guy being, like, with a hot younger sister.
Yeah.
Be like, let's hang out with him. His hot younger sister's going to come by. I think for him, once your sister finds out, you say, listen, it happened, I'm sorry, but let's help each other out.
Yeah.
Let me get you some of my friends.
My best friend used to date my sister in high school. Lost his virginity to my sister. He was my best friend. He used to skateboard every day. He used to come over, pick me up at my house, and then he started dating my sister, and then would start parking in front of my house. So I'd see his car, and I'm like, oh, he's here. And he would sneak past my room.
Really?
And go into her room when we were
How'd
in high
school.
How'd
you feel about that?
I was like, what the fuck, man? Like,
were you mad?
I was mad at first, but then I was like, you know what? He's my best friend. I trust him with my sister. So the fact that at first he was trying to hide it from me, and then he came out, he was a man, and he told me, he's like, hey, I've been hanging out with your sister. I took your sister out to dinner, and at first I was like, oh.
The lie is always worse than the crime.
Yeah.
You know, right. And that's, I think, what he's got to deal with. And if this is a personal situation, go to your sister and be like, hey, your friend's flirting with me. She will either say to you, you're fucking ridiculous, or, yeah I know, she always talks about you. It's so weird.
Yeah.
And then you say, I think I'm going to go through with this. And then she'll test her out, but she's your sister. She should know.
Yeah.
You know, she's your greatest advocate. You should be like, yeah, I want to fuck your friend.
Yeah. What's the deal?
If also, like, with the one with your buddy not finding out, here's the thing. If you fuck your sister, your buddy's sister, and he never finds out, everyone else will find out.
Right.
Now you have a reputation with everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to go, oh, he's the fucking sister guy, and he doesn't even tell his friend.
Yeah.
You know, he never found out, but That's weird.
Yeah, you're right. It's worse that way around.
That way around is much worse.
You're in a much better situation.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. More hypotheticals. Give up cheese for the rest of your life or give up blowjobs. Now think about how many things have cheese on them.
Yeah.
You have to remember that. That's something we need to really... Yeah, I must impress upon.
While I'm young, I feel like I can resist cheese for health reasons, but when you're older...
Yeah, we discussed this a little bit before the podcast started. The thing is, it's like you think right now at this age, you're like, no, I got to keep all the blowjobs I can.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But when you're like 65, 70, 75 years old, you know what your pleasure is going to be? Eat a nice cheese
grilled
platter
cheese,
or some grilled cheese.
I completely disagree. You're in the old man's home. Everyone doesn't have teeth. That's like the best.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and perfect. What are you going to eat?
You can still do that when you're young, though, if you want.
I just think, no. Blowjobs are like going to like get a massage. It's a luxury.
Yeah
but do you want to give up a luxury? Like
you
a
believe
beautiful...
80-year-old J-Train, you're going to be getting head all the time?
I don't think that.
Okay.
But I will be happy to masturbate to the thought of all the head I got in my previous years.
Okay, not eating cheese.
Yeah, not eating cheese. Right. And that will be what I will smile as I sit on a rocking chair and my grandson goes, "Grampy J-Train, why are you smiling?" And I'll say, "You'll never know." That'll be Hey, Freed.
Eat your sandwich, little boy.
The next girl you date, see, these keep getting better because they're like less sexual and more intense.
More thinky.
Here's another one. Hey, Freed. The next girl you... I've never gotten a Freed on this one.
Yeah, this guy's real casual.
Next girl you date is going to have chronically bad breath. The following girl will have chronically bad feminine odor. Mm. This pattern continues for the rest of your life and there's no remedy. Which girl do you settle on? Stinky breath or stinky box?
They both suck.
It's really tough.
They both suck. However, every one of your friends and family knows that she has stinky breath. They don't smell her clam.
Yeah.
So
well, I think
you hope
think?
Not. Yeah. Breath is, I mean, it's a tough one, but it's like you do spend more time talking to somebody and like being next to them, and they're gonna be talking to your friends. I guess you just gotta go with. You know, feminine problems.
Here's what I'll tell you right now.
Because
answer to this is simple.
Okay.
You go with stinky box.
All right.
And it's because the bad breath, that's going to have others avoid you. Now you're going to have no friends. Your family's talking about you.
Yeah.
Look at Jared. Doesn't even notice the stinky breath.
That's the great debate.
Yeah. So you're throwing away, like, you know, life is a long time.
Yeah.
And if you're with this girl the rest of your life and you have no friends to talk to because they're all like, "Oh, we don't want to hang out with J-Tran and a stinky breath wife," then you have no one to lean on in times where, you know, you want to get away from the relationship.
Right.
Stinky box, you know, it's kind of like when you go over to somebody, you can get used to that smell.
Yeah, of course.
It's like when you go over to someone's house and you smell their house.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't they know that their house smells? But it doesn't, because it's their house.
Right.
It's your vagina.
Yeah. And how long is a vagina going to stay fresh for anyway?
Yeah, I'm just saying... You will get used to the smell, and it will become your smell, and at a certain point, it won't even be a smell.
Right. It's like that commercial. You go nose blind.
Yeah.
This is a longer... but it will get us into the news.
All right,
This is because he talks about a story we talked about last week. But we'll go to the news. Hey, Jay Mississippi. Only an 8 for your personality, because the podcast is a great way to kill time during my dinner. Oh, he calls me a 228. Oh, thanks, man. It's hilarious when you guys are talking about James Harrison and giving back his son's participation trophies. That's something we talked about last week.
Yeah, that was a news story.
He had like his kids got participation trophies and he gave them back. Duh. Just a week before the podcast aired, I went back to my parents' house and was cleaning out some of my old bins and had medals and trophies from when I was younger. I played lots of hockey, baseball, and soccer. I threw out all the ones that were less than a silver because, he puts in quotes, "Fuck it. I didn't accomplish anything noteworthy to get these. Why keep them?" And then your guys' comments were spot on. Also, want to say that those who think that participation medals are needed are the same people who think that working at McDonald's deserved to be paid $15 an hour to give me the wrong fucking order. This guy came in with a lot of opinions.
Wow, he's going for the jugular.
Raising people to think they deserve recognition for just trying is like expecting a blowjob just because you've talked to a girl at a bar. It's not going to happen. Well, I appreciate that. Also, hypothetical for you. Go down on Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect, and all your friends and family would know. Or go down on Ryan Reynolds or some guy all girls find attractive, and no one knows, but janitors from everywhere you go.
But what from everywhere you know? Oh,
the
but
janitors. Keep in mind, he writes, the janitors will always look up at you while sweeping or mopping and just give you that look like they know
out of the corner of their eye. Good podcast, get laid, longtime fan. All, yeah, he's
they're both
a
famous.
This is Rebel Wilson's character in Pittsburgh.
Do you go down on Rebel Wilson and everyone knows about it, or do you go down on a celebrity and no one knows about it except for janitors for some reason who all give you knowing nods?
Right. No, I'd go down on Fat Amy. Why?
Yeah. That's basically, are you gay or are you not gay? Like that's that question.
I guess that's what you ask to anybody you come in contact with if they're like, if you're not sure. What do you think of Fat Amy? Or
because you could be drunk and go down on Fat Amy. If you go down on Ryan Reynolds, then you just made a
I'm going down
a
on
curious
Fat,
decision.
I'm going down on Fat Amy no matter what. I'm going down on Fat Amy with no stakes on the line. Why not?
Unless for some reason you want to have like a little secret with the janitor.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think why not? Do you get to see? You know, I'd go out with her for a night.
Sure.
Yeah. See what it's like to live, you know, A-list Hollywood.
Yeah, baby. Snatch perfect.
Do you think people come up to her on like a daily basis like, Fat Amy? Like, is that the worst thing that's ever happened to her?
Guaranteed.
Like, as a girl, like, can you imagine?
Oh, God.
Yeah, is that, you're Fat Amy. You're the fat one. Like, that. Like, I have people that come up to me and they're like, I'm nobody. And people are like, J-Train.
Yeah.
Like, if they see, like, if we they've ever seen a video or whatever.
Right.
Well, she's got royalties.
And people don't remember shit. Like, people will only remember, like, you're the guy from the this and that. So if people come up to me, they're like they've got to come up to me, like, the fat one. Like, they got to say, like, the most horrible shit. Yeah. That's horrible. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your hypotheticals, would you rathers. We love them. It's a fun new segment. Also, I'm going to be on NFL Network coming up.
Oh, shit.
NFL Top 10.
Okay.
September 11th is the first episode. I'm on 4 of the 5 new episodes.
Congratulations.
Sure, thank
That's
you.
That's really
so
cool, man.
Just found out about that. Let's go to the news.
All right. So I think we have a little bit of finality to a story that we've been covering for quite a while on this podcast.
Okay.
Old Jared Fogel officially fired from Subway, and a lot of serious allegations and proof has come out. And
it's
he's
bad.
Going to jail. Yeah. It's
he's
officially
going to jail,
bad.
Right?
Yeah.
He confessed to a lot of things, right?
Horrible, horrible things.
Yes, you know, sleeping with chicks as young as 16, trying to pay them to get younger girls.
I mean,
child porn. It's a whole.
I tweeted this. I tweeted this before. It was already bad having the name Jared.
Yeah,
when he was just the Subway guy.
Yeah,
you know, like this is. I don't know. My life, things that are close to me, my name, my university. It all
it's
comes back to this.
Yeah,
shit.
What is going on with that?
Something's
That's right.
going on. I don't know. I feel. It's so weird, the Jared Fogel thing. Like, dude,
yeah,
you're a sicko.
Yeah,
yeah, he's out of it. He's
you
really
have that,
crazy.
You
yeah.
feel like you have that like invincibility.
I guess when you're like when you've fallen into a job that shouldn't exist.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, it's a made up position.
So I can't believe he went that long as the spokesperson. That's how much people want to lose weight.
I just went. Actually, just went to Subway yesterday, and a big sign on the door that just said like "locally owned and operated." So they're not even advertising. They're just like, "We are owned by." Yeah. This is a separate franchise.
Yeah,
that's all they have to do to advertise.
The name
now.
There's just a construction paper over way, and it just says "Subtime." You know, just we don't even know what that place was.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's
man.
Good to put a button on that story.
Yeah.
He's going to put a button on his butt.
He's
going to go solitary confinement, that shit.
I read an article where they were asking people, like, how is realistic, like, people that are in jail, they're like, how is he going to be treated? And they're like, it's not going to be good.
He's the bottom
of
the...
He'd be lucky because they have certain prisons that are just for pedophiles, basically. Like,
oh, really?
It's just easier than trying to protect them in regular. So...
They kill these guys.
There's a high probability this guy would get murdered or raped or whatever.
I feel everybody involved. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I feel a little bit for Subway. Like, how would they ever fucking know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, how would they ever figure that shit out? I mean, it's just funny because every time, like, the name Jared, I mean, as far as underdogs are concerned for names that would just have this, like, always a thing with it. People are like, he went to, like, stupid jokes.
Right.
Like, Jared. Like, he went to Jared. You know, like, how many times I've ever heard someone say that
so
and think they're funny.
Well, you're going to be getting less of that, I have a feeling.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next story.
All right, so this is something that kind of broke last week, but we wanted to talk about it. This is the Alabama Alpha Phi video that came out.
It's Alpha Phi,
Alpha Phi.
Yeah.
Basically, I'll just read the quote, and then you can get into it, because you had something to say about it. This woman named A.L. Bailey wrote an article about the video, and she said, it's a parade of white girls in blonde hair dye, coordinated clothing, bikinis and Daisy Dukes, glitter and kisses, bouncing bodies, euphoric hand-holding and hugging, gratuitous body shots, and matching aviator sunglasses. It's also racially and aesthetically homogeneous and forced. So hyper-feminine, so reductive and objectifying, so Stepford Wives, college edition.
Hold on,
it's
let's
also
go back.
Unempowering.
Let's go to this force thing.
Sure.
What's more forced than putting in a random ethnicity that doesn't even belong to your sorority?
Right.
That's more racist to me, to say, let's hire an actor.
Yeah.
Because this is what they do the Sorority Rush video for, is to promote their sorority. That they're basically, it's a sales pitch. It's to say, here's how we have fun. We want you to want to join our sorority. So they make these videos to show the fun that they would have hypothetically during the school year. It is a ridiculous video. It's a fun video.
Yeah, but it's no more ridiculous than like a Boniva commercial where they have like people dancing around and whatever.
Absolutely. You know. It is marketing at its finest, at its most core form.
Yeah.
If it was a bunch of Asian girls, no one would even talk about this. This wouldn't even come up. This is unbelievable. This is the force part is where you force people. Like, this isn't, I posted on Instagram that like, unless your picture sorority rush video looks like this, it is racist, and I just posted the Captain Planet crew. Life isn't the cover of a history book with every ethnicity.
Yeah, yeah, or a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, there's a reason. Like, people lived, like, I have a friend that just came back from Africa, okay? Yeah. He was spent months in Africa he's becoming a doctor. And he told me that, and this isn't the same. I'm not saying, look, racism exists. I'm not debating that.
Right.
I'm just saying that, like, people hang out, like, to say that, oh, all your friends are white. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you wouldn't make a black friend, or you wouldn't accept a black person, or you wouldn't accept an Asian person. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he went to Africa and people would call him something. It was like the white form of the N-word there. I guess I never knew that existed.
What is the word?
He told it to me. I got to go through my email to find it. But he was just like, yeah, they would just yell at you and throw rocks at you.
Really?
Like little kids would throw rocks at you. They just don't want you there. And I'm like, what is that about? He's just like, I don't know. I'm just different. Wow. And he was like, I guess that, you know, I get it. Like, he's like, I get to come back here. So it's not comparable to racism here because they, you know, people that feel ostracized here, they can't just go back to, a city of that's just all them, you know, or a city that's, you know, just one ethnicity. But, you know, listen, people, them hang out with all white girls doesn't mean to make them racist. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just got in. It's the reality. Like, if they put in a random ethnicity that didn't belong in their story, that would be false advertising.
Right. I mean, if she's going to take issue with anything, maybe it's there's not a ton of diversity in Alabama sororities.
Yeah.
Okay, then deal with that. But that's not their problem.
You're going to take out, that's their problem to fix a world issue. Like, and also, this whole feminist thing, like, they got to figure out their fucking agenda, man. I see so many things being called feminism that I'm like, I don't even know what it is anymore. We need a statement. I know, like when I heard a girl on stage the other day, she's like, fuck my pussy. And then she was like, I'm a feminist. I was like, at least when guys are douchebags, we don't hide behind calling ourselves like feminists. You know, I'm a douche. Just be a douche. Why does it have to be a cause? Why, you know, don't upsell your hacky shit, you know, just because you put this, like, you know, it's like when those people like will get mad at you, like, it's like when those girls, like, my friends are starting to have babies. Like, they don't do this, but, like, when people have babies and they're like, it is my, like, and you're like, oh, your baby's in the way. They're like, that is my child.
Yeah.
they just take the baby and throw it in their way of any fight they get into. I feel like that's kind of what happens with this feminist term. And I'm a feminist. I want equal time.
Yeah.
I want it to be, let's get it equal. Who cares?
Well, that's what it is. I mean, that's the thing, really. It's like, literally everyone, man, woman, whatever, should be able to do whatever they want to do that makes them happy.
If a bunch of hot dudes made a video, and I think this has happened before. I've seen these before, and they were all like bouncing around. I'd be like, look at those hot dudes. Good for them. You know, they're going to get fucked because of this. Good work. You know, like the girls, I'm like, good for them. Every guy wants to get with them now.
Right.
Yeah, it's because it's like what, because we were talking about this a little bit too. It's like the whole feminist argument. The argument is really that women should be able to feel comfortable doing what they want.
Whatever
they
you want.
They shouldn't be judged to do that stuff, and they should have the same ability to do it as men would or whatever. So if these girls are doing it in a way that this feminist writer doesn't like, as a feminist, she should be like, but that's fine.
Are we getting to the point that if I'm a real feminist, if I'm really on the head of this thing, I'm getting to a point where I'm like, people need to shut up. Like, yeah. let's get after real issues.
Yeah, you're diluting the cause.
Yeah, like this is an issue, really, that these girls are going to school, having fun with their friends, promoting something they like, not drinking. Like they're just doing what, you know, normal everyday things. Yeah. That's your biggest problem? I think there's other issues to go after.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, absolutely. Well, and part of the article that this woman wrote about it was that it's like, well, it's not showing them, you know, working on their books or like, you know,
maybe they're not
doing charity or whatever.
Playwrights.
Maybe they just got done with their book.
But that's a crazy notion because, like we were saying, it's an advertisement. Does every Coca-Cola commercial show the full scope of what Coca-Cola? Yeah. Do they have accountants in their commercials?
People
now?
Just want to be.
Yeah.
There's this thing. We're very afraid that we are all just very much alike. You know, like it's very scary to people right now that, like, I think we're all 10% away from each other.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like we're not that different. We all feel the same way when certain things happen. We all, you know, act in the similar ways. Yeah. We all think the same ways. And there's this big group that is trying to deny that they have these feelings that other people have.
Right.
Like, that are trying to deny that they, you know, that a Facebook like makes them feel good.
Right,
you know,
right,
like they're,
right, right.
But listen, we all feel very similarly, and I know they're trying to deny it because they want to say that they're special.
Yeah.
And this girl writes this article because she's saying, why aren't they more like me? Why aren't they as virtuous as me?
Yeah.
Sure. And by the same token, she's going to get the likes from people that do agree
with
her.
Oh, totally. You know? She's yelling into the silo.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next story.
All right, so this is an actual, I mean, I'm say actual news story, but it's a story that's on Total Frat Move. The, this guy tracked and charts his masturbation habits over 3 months and, is a legit psychopath is the title.
I read the title of this. Yeah. Why is he a psychopath?
Well, I mean, I guess just doing this is crazy. Just the fact that you want these type of stats, but this is the thing. We'd all kind of be interested.
Yeah,
in
I'm interested. Yeah. Yeah. What are the stats?
His average session lasted 21.3 minutes.
That is so fucking hilarious.
I got shit to do.
Shortest session was 2 minutes. Longest session was 68 minutes.
Okay.
Shortest was 2 minutes. That's long. I've had shorter sessions than that, I think.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just running.
When's he starting that clock from like,
yeah,
I should do this to splooge?
Yeah, I think he probably, I mean, literally from the second he starts jerking off. So if that includes looking at porn or whatever, because he has stuff about that.
Is it right when the computer hits his chest?
Punch the clock.
Start that. No, ding, you know, okay.
Longest time without masturbating was 2 days. He did it twice during this period. Longest, longest period of at least once a day was 35 days straight. Longest period of at least twice a day, 27 days. Longest period of at least three times a day was 8 days.
So we went 8 days where he was hat tricks.
We're talking 24 times in 8 days.
Hat tricks every day.
Yeah.
This guy's got a lot of time. Is he in college? He's got a lot of time on his hands.
I don't know. He's on Reddit, so who knows?
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, 21 minutes three times a day. Let's call it like an hour.
Yeah.
You know, like an hour a day. That's an hour of awake time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
this kid's got nothing to do.
He did his independent research, yeah.
Yeah. How many times a day are you going?
Once, maybe.
Once, maybe, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, once, maybe. I mean, really, at my height, it's like two, maybe.
My move is like, I do it like a warm glass of milk right before I go to bed.
Sure.
Yeah. Right to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's
my time. A little shot of whiskey.
46.3% of the time, he masturbated right before bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
46% of the time?
Yeah. 33% of the time, right when he woke up. 20% of the time, just during the day. Just
that wake up whack, it is misguided.
No, I don't have time.
I hate it. Sometimes I'll do it and I'm like, oh, the day is ruined.
If I wake up and I have to do that and then I miss the train by like a second, I'm like, damn it.
Yes.
Why did I jerk
off?
Yes,
totally.
Stupid jerk off.
And it's such a false thing because you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm already hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already halfway there. Like, and then you're like, oh, do I got time? Should I do this?
Morning,
and like,
morning wood's tricky.
And then you want to like do
I'm
it.
I'm hard, but I'm not like in the moment.
Yeah. And it depends on the dream I had. And then, no, you want to, before you go to bed, that's why I call it. I don't call it master. I call it
before I go to
get
bed.
That glass of milk.
There you go.
The warm glass of milk.
Mama's milk.
Let's just wrap up with this. 3.1% of the time, he didn't finish while masturbating.
Really?
Wait,
which is insane.
I knew a guy who was really into fitness and he would get to like right about and then not come and then go to the gym.
Yeah.
Can you imagine coming in contact with that dude at the gym, just like an animal? Like he is at his like most animalistic, like going crazy.
That's the best way to work out.
That's what he said. He was like, you know, you don't, you know, get yourself racked up.
Yeah, because you're then you getting just rid go. Of all the testosterone. You can't get rid
yeah,
of it
you
before
can't get
the
rid
workout.
Of, yeah, so he was like, you don't want to do it before. You want to do it after.
All right.
We got any more stories? Are we...
I mean, I got one more, but we don't really have to. I mean, it's just staring is now considered sexual harassment at Ohio State. They put out a...
Wait, what?
One of the things in their, like, sexual harassment.
Throw
like,
me in jail with Fogle.
I think it depends on the angle of your head, the angle of your neck.
Well, it's unwanted touching, obviously, patting, hugging, brushing against a person's body, or staring can be considered
elevator eyes. That's an actual thing in corporations.
Really?
Elevator eyes. Yeah, it says in, like, sexual harassment, like... you know, videos that you have to watch.
This better not get its way under the city subways, because then I am in fucking trouble.
That's yeah. Well, what else are you supposed to do?
I was staring. Oh, I talked about this last week. Where I stared at the girl and then like turned and made eye contact with an old doorman.
Yeah.
He was just like, yup. It's just like the best at staring. I have very similar tastes in women to black men. So I'll be caught checking out girls by black men a lot.
Yeah.
And they're the best because the bodily kind of high five that they give me.
Yeah.
Like they're just so happy.
It's an affirmation.
It's like, actually when racism ends in my day, every day. Like there's just no, in that moment, in that 3 seconds that we get excited that we just looked at the same chick.
Yeah.
That's when it's, everybody's equal.
Like you said, the 10% disappears at that point.
Yeah.
Right at that point.
Yeah,
you were exactly alike.
Shook hands with your eyes.
Yes.
And that's the
Martin
Luther
King's. Our penises were on the same wavelength for a half a second. I don't know. That shit, like, I guess just fucking, it's the sun. Treat girls like the sun.
Yeah, I look. Look I like look to away. Get. I look, like to look get away. A look from them. I like to get make the eye contact and then sustain it for a second.
I think that in the gym today, there was a girl that I made eye contact with. So I go to these boot camp classes I've talked about on here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was in the gym today, hottest girl. And you know who she looked like? Fuck, I'm like losing. She's this actress, an older
Jessica
movie.
Jessica Biel.
Not a Jessica Biel. She's like got dark hair. She kind of looks Asian, but she's not Asian. She was like the hot girl in some movie. It could have been her. She was so hot. And I'm like in the gym class doing like a rows, you know, dumbbell rows.
Yeah.
And like during the class, like you're looking at a mirror. So I will like, look to her, look back, look to her. And then I just looked to her and she was doing kissy face in the mirror.
To you?
Then, no, to herself, I think.
Oh, boy. Oh, never mind.
Practicing that selfie.
And
later,
then we made eye contact in the mirror. Oh. And then she just like kind of laughed. And then we went to the treadmill afterwards and I was like next to her. And I was like,
you got to address that.
When I was like, sweet face. And she did not get it.
Oh,
I don't think we made eye contact at all.
Oh, she's in denial.
So now there's a girl that just thinks I said sweet face.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Just hitting on her in like a really weird way. Yeah.
Sweet face.
Keep staring.
Let me see your knees. I'm into those too. Just random qualities. Well, Doug Keith, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Jared.
So much fun. Go follow Doug. So funny. Great comic. At Doug Keith Comedy on Twitter.
Yep.
Douglas Key on Instagram.
Yep.
Also Snapchat.
Yep, Doug Keith 3.
Doug Keith 3. Mansamp, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks
Great
for
work
having
as
me,
usual. Thank Mansamp, you. At Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Also, I am Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms.
Follow him.
We are here every Tuesday. We'll see you next Tuesday. TFMpodcast@gmail.com.
Peace. Bye.